Chris Ruby and Dave Show's Great Trailer Reversing Challenge.
The winner will be showered with praise. The loser will be taunted and booed until my throat is sore.
Yes, Ruby and Dave's massive trailer challenge. Here we are in the River 949 car park. We have our support crew. They've been working tirelessly. Jay Goldman, Ben O'Brien, Mike Byrne, Ruby Slippers, Dave Greensmith, and Rubes. We've just introduced, or we've just got our judge here to say hello quickly.
Yes, we have the CEO of the QTA, the Queensland Trucking Association, with us this morning. He's come to us with great expense, Mr. Peter Garski. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Ruby. Morning, Dave.
Thanks, Pete, for coming down today. We're just to go through our official rules and stratagem from our big kahuna, Mike Byrne, here to this morning. And he's going to fill you in on all the details. But you being a transport industry expert, I'm sure we're going to witness some fantastic trailer backing here this morning.
Well, I once owned a HQ Holden that had a tow bar on it. I suppose that makes me qualified.
All right, well, you're just as qualified as the contestants, I think. Pete, thanks for coming along this morning, mate. We might chat to Mike now, Rubes, and just discuss the just quickly go through some of the rules, Mike.
Yeah, I should point out that apart from Peter here as the official guest judge, we've also got Goldie. Goldie, who's an expert at doing U-turns, at least. Goldie is also going to be one of our judges. Now, here are the rules, guys. As you can see.
Yes.
The box trailer is connected to the Jeep Patriot. In the box trailer is the River 949 bunny.
Yeah.
The very big, tall, life-size bunny. Well, he's bigger than life-size. I've never seen a bunny that big.
Don't punch him. He hurts.
Yeah, he does. He's got a hard head. If he falls over, he will make an awful noise.
Make an awful noise. He'll be hurt too.
All right, that looks great.
As you can see, the track that we have set up here, up the River 949 car park, has a series of witches' hats.
Beautiful.
You've got to navigate the witches' hats. On each side of the track, you'll see the River 949 signs.
Yes.
Yes, you've got to navigate those as well and make sure you avoid hitting them.
So we can't hit any witches' hats or any signs on either side of the track?
Well, we won't say you can't because, quite frankly, we know you're going to.
Right.
So you'll start with 10 points. We'll take a point off for each witches' hat that you hit. We'll take 2 points off if you hit one of the signs on the side.
Oh, dear.
We'll take 3 points off if the bunny falls over.
Ooh, okay, and... Is there any way that you can be disqualified?
Well, then what we'll do is we'll add up your score.
Right.
And then we'll add what the judges consider to be your style score out of 10.
I have one question. What knucklehead set up these witches at?
Hey, Goldie, correct me if I'm wrong, but we did a test run a little earlier with our test driver, the Stig. How long did it take him to navigate the witches' hats?
48.2 seconds, and he didn't hit any witches' hats or any signs, and the bunny was standing up right through.
Holy dooly.
So there you go.
That is a big challenge. All right, well, it's going to unfold very, very soon, Mike. I think we're all in readiness here, aren't we?
We're ready to go.
All right, well, let's have some traffic and some news with the lovely Tanya Scherf, and then Rubes, looks like it's time to lay down the gauntlet for Ruby and Dave's massive trailer challenge.
Yay!